About 1,700 businesses around the world now accept bitcoins. The encrypted electronic money is sold, bought, and transferred like traditional currencies through trading companies. Transactions are done without involvement or regulation by third parties or governments. That makes Bitcoin the world's first completely decentralized digital currency, says technology policy analyst Jerry Brito.
Bitcoin is basically solved a computer science problem that for the first time allows just two people to transact online. So it's decentralized. There is no Bitcoin company. There is no government. It's kind of like email.
This also makes it attractive to criminals who want to transfer money secretly. But U.S. law enforcement agencies recently shut down an online black market based on the system. As the chairman of Bitcoin Foundation's Regulatory Affairs Committee, Marco Santori, points out, all Bitcoin transactions can be seen by all other computers.
Bitcoin is, in fact, heavily regulated. It is very heavily regulated. Those who exchange bitcoins for other digital currencies or who exchange bitcoins for dollars are money transmitters under the Bank Secrecy Act.
The reliability of the system is based on the fact that the amount of bitcoins in the entire system must always be accounted for. Users' computers that constantly monitor and approve transactions are rewarded by new bitcoins, which is how additional funds are added to the system, says Brito.
Every 10 minutes, there are about 25.5 bitcoins introduced into the economy. And it is given to one of the miners, kind of at random, as it were, who are contributing to computing capacity.
The United States, Germany, and many other governments accept the use of the digital currency, although some officials have called for greater oversight. China recently banned its banks, but not its businesses, from trading in Bitcoin. Santori says that sending money now across the globe has become much easier and cheaper.
They don't always have to send dollars or some derivative of a dollar. They can send a Bitcoin.
Since its introduction in 2009, the value of a Bitcoin has fluctuated from mere pennies to close to $1,000. And as more and more companies accept it for goods and services, and more customers use it, the virtual currency is becoming a real fixture on the global financial scene. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.